President, Mr. Speaker, President Pro Tem Eastland, Mr. Chief Justice, Your Excellencies, the member of the Diplomatic Corps, distinguished guests, and fellow Americans. As I stand before you, I feel a great sense of humility. I feel a great sense of gratitude for the privilege of serving the country I love. I feel a deep sense of gratitude to President Ford, to the Congress of the United States, and to the people of America. To the President for his trust and confidence and the opportunity he has given me to serve this great nation in working with him. A man for whom I have profound respect, admiration, and warmth of affection. A man of integrity, sincerity, openness, dedication. A man bearing the lonely burdens of the presidency with deep human understanding and total devotion to his country. And my admiration to the First Lady, Betty Ford, and her great warmth and her courage. And if you'll forgive me for a personal note, my love and admiration to my own gallant wife, Happy. I feel deeply grateful to the committees and the members of the United States Senate and the House of Representatives for their confirmation of my nomination. Among the many reasons, I look forward with pride and with keen anticipation to serving the Senate as their presiding officer is the fact that my mother's father, my grandfather, Senator Nelson W. Aldrich, represented the great state of Rhode Island in this very chamber for 31 years, after serving for 3 years in the House of Representatives. The thoroughness with which the Congress exercised its responsibilities on behalf of the American people under the 25th Amendment has been another dramatic evidence of the enduring strength and vitality of our Constitution and our unique American system. I've learned a great deal from this experience of the past 4 months, and I've come out of it with an even greater respect for the Congress of the United States, a more profound appreciation of the collective wisdom of the American people as expressed through the Congress, and a deeper understanding of the breadth of the responsibility to the people of this great free land that falls upon those of us in positions of public trust. I deeply appreciate the outstanding work of all those in government agencies involved in the investigation and preparation of material for the congressional committees. I admire and respect the vigilant coverage of the free American press, radio, and television through which the people of America were so well informed. I would like to thank all of those citizens who participated directly in the process by expressing themselves to their representatives in the Senate and in the House, and to those who sent words of encouragement to Happy and to me. And finally, especially to you, Mr. Chief Justice, my thanks for your administrating the oath and symbolizing as you do the rule of law by which this great republic functions. In this or this is a period in which our country faces tremendous difficulties and unprecedented problems, both at home and abroad. Problems that affect every section of our country and every family in America. But there is nothing wrong with America that Americans cannot right.